Okay, birthday scam time. We're going to call a woman whose son and his girlfriend were allegedly out looking at, like, jewelry. So her coworker thought it would be funny if we called and said that we're from a jewelry store, and they'd been in our store and picked out a diamond set. They're only, like, 16 years old.
Okay.
So you can imagine what a shock this will be to her.
Good morning.
Hi, is this Kimberly?
Yes, it is.
Kimberly, good morning. This is Doug Harris with Jewelry Store. How are you?
Fine.
Just calling because your son Jeff, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. He visited us this past weekend and was looking at some diamond sets. He and I guess his lovely fiance, and they picked something out and they listed you as a co-signer. And I always like it. He seemed rather young. As a matter of course, I always call just to verify that you're going to co-sign for the purchase.
Are you sure it's Jeff?
That's what the name he gave me. They seemed rather young, and so that's why I always make sure to call.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, yeah. I won't be co-signing for them to get a loan. No.
I see.
Oh my God.
Yeah, because they came in and they picked out, and that she seems like a sweetheart. They seem like such a cute couple, and she.
Are you sure you have the right people?
Mm-hmm. These are the names they gave me. They gave me your number. And they picked out a set that's approximately $2,700.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Mm-hmm.
They're both 16 years old. And
yeah.
No, she's not a sweet person.
Oh,
no,
I see.
You must have the wrong people, obviously.
Is there a problem then, or?
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't sell them a ring, no. Please don't sell them a ring.
Well, they seemed like they acted as if you had given your blessing.
Oh, not hardly. Hopefully she's not going to be a part of my family.
Oh, boy. Well, here's the problems. One of the reasons I was calling is I need a $500 earnest deposit.
Well, okay, you probably just need to go ahead and cancel that order because there won't be any rings because I would have to sign for them to get married, and that's not going to happen. Trust me, that will happen over my dead body.
Well,
second of all...
Why can't you give them your blessing? They seem awfully happy.
Would you let your 16-year-old get married?
They can. It is legal at 16 with parental.
Well, it won't happen. So, okay, bottom line is, no, I'm not co-signing for them to get a ring. I'm not giving them any money to give a ring. I'm not giving them my blessing.
Mm-hmm.
So, obviously...
Why can't you be supportive of your son?
Sir, why are you asking me this?
I've already started work on this set, and I'm going to have some money. I can stop
the
whole purchase.
They special ordered a set?
They special ordered
for you to
you start
work?
It's got exquisite taste. She picked out a marquee
and
diamond.
Pardon me?
She picked out a beautiful marquee diamond.
I bet she did.
It's quite lovely. It looked gorgeous on her. I think maybe if you were just a little more open-minded.
I'm very open-minded, but I'm not giving them any money for any ring. I'm not... I'm so mad.
Now, I am going to have to charge a $300 restocking fee.
No, I don't think so.
She gave
I don't
me the...
think so. No, no, no.
You know, maybe you should quit meddling in your son's life and let him be happy.
Doug, okay, you've crossed over the line now. I'm not meddling in my son's life. I just don't approve of him getting married, and especially to anyone named...
If you could give me a valid reason what's wrong with her, I might be able to waive the $300 restocking
fee. Sir, I could write a book on what's wrong with her. Who's your boss?
Mr. Johnson. He's actually here. Would you like to speak with him?
Yes, I would.
All right. Hold on, please.
All right.
Hey, hello.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Harris just called me, and he's talking about my 16-year-old son coming in and signing a contract for a ring
yes.
that he put me down as a co-signer.
Uh-huh. I was there when they did it. A cute couple.
Pardon me?
They were a cute couple.
Yeah, they're cute. They're 16. And they're not really a couple. Well, here's the deal.
They have some great plans for the way she's going to wear white.
She's going to wear white. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
I can't imagine them sharing that with you.
Well, they were very open. They couldn't keep their hands off each other the whole time.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. What are you, the general manager of that store or all this what?
No, I'm Dean from the Dean and Rod show.
Oh.
And I'm Raj.
My God.
Hey, happy birthday.
He did this to me?
Joanna?
I'm throwing her hands up. It wasn't me.
Is she a coworker?
She's a dead coworker.
I hear her.
I am so mad.
Detroit Rock City. Hands down, the best Kiss song.
I don't even think you can argue that.
No, just, I agree.
Do you agree? And yes. You're in the Kiss Nation?
Yes.
What is it called?
The Kiss Army.
Kiss Army. Maybe in terms of popularity, Beth, probably their biggest
Or Rock and Roll All Night.
And Rock and Roll
All probably
Night.
Their biggest radio hit.
Is that what you think?
It's got to be that or Beth.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Let's not go down that road where we argue over something that's inconsequential.
Well, don't start it then.
I think personally my favorite is Love Gun.
Love Gun. And Kiss is doing a great thing.
Yeah, tonight at they're in Sugarland, and they're going to have the students from Kingwood High up on stage with them because, you know, they lost all of their instruments, their band instruments, the orchestra, the Performing Arts Center, the theater stuff. So they're going to have them all up on stage with them. I think it's going to be Rock and Roll All Night they're going to do together.
That's cool. Because I believe in band, music in the school. I just think that's really important. They've done studies on that. The kids who are involved with music, I don't know if I'm more intelligent is the word I'm looking for.
Successful.
You've read that, right?
Yes.
And, and a lot of schools have had to cut those programs because of budget.
No. We got to save our money for football.
Well, athletics is also very important. Studies have shown that, too.
Yeah. It's an important thing. And they're going to need to make money to cover their medical costs for their concussions.
Jeez. This is anything that cannot be turned into a soapbox. So good for Kiss.
Yeah.
And it should be a good show, minus Susie, tonight in Sugarland.
I have opted to be a responsible adult and be in bed early so I can be here to work.
I don't know why now, after 14 years on the show.
I cannot rock and roll all day or all night.
It's not possible anymore. You can't rock and roll all night anymore.
And party every day.
No.
You got to pick one or the other.
No.
You got to work all day.
And of course, upcoming Rocktober means it's Wings Over Houston time. Always a great show at Ellington Airport, and we've got tickets for you.
You have to identify the mystery movie clip. Let's bring in our first victim, contestant. It's Ben on the line, Ben from the Woodlands. Ben, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's going on up in the Woodlands? Where are you?
I'm just driving over to work.
All right. Well, what road are you on, sir?
I'm on Grogan's Mill.
Yeah, I have a visual on you right now.
Grogan's Mill. So you work up in the Woodlands.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think the Woodlands is such a nice area up there, but man, if I lived up there, I would want to just work up there and not have to make that trek down into the city every day.
Never come out of the woods.
Never come out. Just got everything you need right up there.
That's exactly what we're working on up here.
All right, well, good luck to you. Let's see if we can set you up with these tickets to Wings Over Houston. If you can identify this difficult movie quote.
It's from a big movie that has a lot of quotes.
Right.
And
this is an easy one. It's Airplane.
Stand down a moment. We're still talking about
Hang on. We're still setting it up in a very dramatic fashion.
Don't be in such a rush to win your prize.
This is going
to
be so...
You have no idea who you're dealing with. You got to come up with something better than that to stump me with movies.
Well, let's hear it again for those listening at home and see if you're correct.
Airplane.
Sir. Wait till we come to you. This is like Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
I know.
Wait till I say the question. Here's the movie clip, okay?
All I have are memories. Mostly I remember the nights when we were together. I remember how you used to hold me. How I used to sit on your face and wriggle.
It's inappropriate, but what is the movie?
Forget that.
What's the movie, sir?
Airplane.
It is, yes, Airplane. And congratulations.
We tried to pick a lesser, more obscure quote, you know, not one from Leslie Nielsen.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, but couldn't fool you, and we're going to send you to see Wings Over Houston.
Nice.
Fantastic. All right.
And NFL season going on, of course. We had another one of these really long field goal kicks the other day. This isn't the longest in history, but it's close.
It's an over 60-yarder that got Philly to the victory over the winless Giants. It was a crazy weekend. All kinds of upsets, all kinds of weirdness, the whole anthem thing. And then this kick, which I had seen the replay of this, but I hadn't heard the Spanish call of it, which was always exciting.
Jake Elliott, para ganar el partido, le mete el pie. Distancia, mire,
good.
Si, senor! Si, senor! Si, senor! Si, senor! Si, senor! Jake Elliott! The 61! Y los Eagles ganan el juego! Oh! Qué patada!
Si, senor!
Jake Elliott! The 61!
60, 71, 61.
Con la victoria. Increíble, pero cierto. Jake Elliott.
Sí, señor.
Carne de Filadelfia. Por una pulgadita. La colocó.
They,
para ganar el
juego. These calls are the best. I thought he was going to say, you know, es bueno, but he's yelling, yes, sir, yes, sir. Sí, señor. I love the Spanish calling that. They love football. And there's always
they capture the emotion better than a lot of times our emotion, our announcers do.
Yeah, well, Joe Buck wouldn't be hard to beat him. He's got
what's wrong with Joe Buck?
Got all the emotion of a corporate Christmas card.
Yeah, he's laid back.
And Troy Aikman, right?
Right. Troy Aikman had a lot of hits to the head.
He does seem
also
like
laid back.
It seems evident. I'll tell you who's good, and.
John
he's
Gruden's
still
good.
Rather raw, but Tony Romo, and I've heard, I guess, you know, like anything else, you either love someone or you don't. I heard someone who didn't like him.
Oh.
I've heard two games now by Tony. I think he's outstanding.
Right.
He's a little rough. He's learning the whole broadcasting thing.
Yes.
But he just literally will tell you the play before it's happening because he's just removed from the game.
Yeah.
And he's looking up because, oh, this tight end's uncovered. He's just going to slant right to the end zone. And there it is. And there's the touchdown. Here you go. I mean, he sees every play. He goes, oh, he was watching. Yeah. He did the Cincinnati game recently. He goes, Dalton's going to call a run play here because they only have 5 men in the box. He goes, he shouldn't do it. It's third down. They won't make it. Boom. He calls a run play. He gets stopped short.
Yeah. He has the ability. If you like to see that, I mean, I don't. Is that
you don't want the play spoiled? Spoiler alert from Tony Romo.
This isn't let's quiz Tony Romo every time, is it? I mean.
I think it's great. I think he has the potential to be a really, really great.
Yeah, let's let him learn on the job.
Color commentator.
I love that about broadcasting. A career that some of us chose to devote our lives to.
Some of us went.
And had to go out to BFE,
right.
Wyoming, for 3 years.
This
okay?
is all starting to sound a little personal.
Just to learn your craft, all right?
Right?
So you could slowly, tediously work your way up.
Right. Some of us are still working on it.
This is no. This wasn't our fallback, all right?
We don't have a fallback. This is where we fell back to.
This is what I'm saying. So, but yeah, go ahead, Tony Romo. You're doing great. It's 6:53, birthday scam coming up in a moment on the Dean and Rod Show.
From the Classic Auto Group.
Who the hell is this?
Dean and Rod.
Dean and Rod.
Hi there.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, yeah. Roy.
Morning, fart knockers.
What's going on?
Well, what's going on is we live in troubling times, fellas.
True.
We got earthquakes.
Yeah.
We got hurricanes.
Yes, right. We do.
We got dildos washing up on the beaches.
Yes.
Hey, yesterday was the first day of fall. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. Big hairy deal. We only got 3 seasons in Texas.
Yeah.
Pollen, hurricane, and football.
True.
And when do we change our clocks back?
Oh, that's coming up.
Yeah, well, somebody better help Bill O'Brien. I heard he has trouble with clock management. And allow me to leave you with a timely fall pumpkin joke.
All right.
What do you give a pumpkin that's trying to quit smoking?
What?
A pumpkin patch.
Stupid.
Later.
Dean and Raj in the morning.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston, and it's another edition of Jeopardy Sports Fail. The category, and I just saw this last night, Hall of Fame players and what teams they played for. The contestants, all of them, were just blinking nervously at Alex Trebek. They couldn't answer when he asked, like, what team Michael Irvin played for or what team Mean Joe Green played for. Seriously. Finally, contestant Anupama, who was in last place at minus $400, bit the bullet and bravely took a shot at the next clue.
Running back, Marcus Allen. Anupama.
What is Colorado Rockies?
No, sorry.
No.
No.
Of course, the answer is the LA Raiders. Or we would have also accepted the Chiefs. Sadly, Anupama did not make it to Final Jeopardy.
Oh, that's today's Wild Pitch.